the rest of the story. If two people in this world were not meant for each other, you'd think it would be Bo and Aline. Bo was a wildcatter in the Texas oil fields, an outlaw whose young manhood was marked by violence and wanderlust. He'd hacked away 18-hour days in a Joplin, Missouri lead mine before the angry father of a female acquaintance chased him across the state line. It was 1903, during a stay in Dallas, that Bo met Aline. Now, Aline had some of the qualities you'd imagine Bo would admire. She was pretty, a little mysterious, and she was rich. In fact, Aline Gano was one of the most eligible heiresses in all Texas, and undeniably the most neurotic. Beneath the surface attractions of beauty and money, one quickly became acquainted with a woman of Bo's nightmares, a high-strung hypochondriac with a list of phobias 1,000 fears long. To begin with, terrified of small animals, cats in particular, and insects. The mere mention of them made her tremble. Most of all, Aline feared germs. The tiniest speck of dust represented a Trojan horse for disease. The smallest puddle of water in the street seemed a breeding pool for microbes that were sure to infect her. Indeed, most of Aline's neuroses could be traced back, through one path or another, to her fear of germs. Now, here is this tall, rugged refugee from the oil fields who has spent most of his life dirty, big old Bo, proposing marriage to prissy Aline Gano, and here is Aline accepting? And stranger yet, all signs point to Bo and Aline as being really, truly in love. Anyway, on the evening of May 24, 1904, at the Dallas home of the bride's socially esteemed parents, the skeptical celebrants converged on two apparent misfits who merged their lives in holy matrimony. Now, this is the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a woman named Mimi, and Mimi was pathologically afraid of germs. No relation to the Aline I've been talking about. But in some ways, they could have been twins. Especially in their shared obsession that in everything lurked millions of invisible creatures who were trying to kill them. But you see, Mimi was Bo's own beloved mother. And thus did a tough guy Texas oil man eventually find a wife for himself in a girl like the girl that married dear old Dad. And this odd couple, despite their dissimilar personalities, lived as none had predicted. Most happily, Aline and Bo were married almost 18 years when death did them part. What survived of their love was a boy child born in 1905 in Humble, Texas. His folks called him Sonny. In the annals of eccentric wealth, one man stands out. A neurotic jillionaire so obsessed with infection that he could not even swish a fly swatter for fear of stirring the germs in the air. Of course, now, you've guessed that Bo and Aline's boy, Sonny, is the one you remember as Howard Hughes. And that he, indeed, in his pathological fear of germs, was only carrying out a family tradition. Now you know the rest of the story.